Hello, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. Last night I enjoyed the best meal I've had in a long time. The food was delicious, but what made it memorable was what surrounded it. Gratefulness. Friends leaned in, asking, "How long have we known each other?" The question opened the door of memory. We traced connections we shared, recalling stories of joy and laughter. We remembered people we've known and loved. There was news and updates, stories of engagements and growing children and grandchildren. We took turns noting how our paths had crossed and all we shared, especially through the church. Gathering around a table, sharing a meal, and giving thanks is not a new practice for Christ followers. Jesus' table had a place for everyone because we all need to experience love and welcome. Like my friends who planned the meal, I'm grateful for the givers, who always look for ways to make life better. So I wrote down some thoughts on gratefulness. Celebrate quiet moments. Endure shadowed hours. Notice barren trees and blooming flowers. Sit by the muddy river of experience. Give thanks when things settle and clarity comes. Hold close small victories and be open to aching failures too. Delight when the mending is done, and even when your best efforts unravel. Bless the relationships that fall short of hopes, and treasure the ones that sustain. Savor small pleasures like morning coffee in a favorite mug, the birthday card with a handwritten note. Pause to pet kitty Cotton purring by your side. See her constant nudging of your hand as the universe, getting your attention to say, "Life's not perfect, yet full of grace, and it's all good." Blessings.